From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with two trios comprised of electric guitar, bass, and drums. First up will be a trio fronted by bassist Michael Bisio, with George Muscatello on guitar and Dean Sharp on drums. This is from a 2009 release on the MJB label entitled Color City Creatology. Most of the tracks are a bit more laid back. They've been described as almost chamber music-like in nature. But this one is a little more energetic and considerably more exploratory in its degree of improvisation among the three musicians. It's called CX3. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a trio comprised of three seasoned veterans of progressive rock and jazz fusion. Terry Bozzio on drums, Tony Levin of King Crimson fame on bass and Chapman stick, and guitarist Steve Stevens. From a 1997 release entitled Black Light Syndrome, we heard the closing track, Chaos Control, perhaps a reference to the classic TV series Get Smart? Who knows? Before that, another trio, fronted by Michael Bisio on bass, with George Muscatello on guitar and Dean Sharp on drums. From Collar City Creatology, we heard CX3. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, and we'll turn next to Japanese percussionist Stomu Yamashita. Fusion fans might know that name as he released a string of very successful jazz rock albums in the mid and late 70s. But we'll turn to a 1971 release, his debut LP, in fact, released on the Columbia label, the album Red Buddha. It is comprised of two sidelong pieces which were composed for the Red Buddha Theater in Paris. As such, this music is not improvised, even though it may appear to be. All of the parts are pre-composed. And it is just Stomu Yamashita on various tuned percussion instruments. The two instruments featured most prominently here are marimba and steel drums. This is the B-side of that LP, As Expanding As. Thank you.
Thank you.
the album Red Buddha, two sidelong pieces composed and performed on a myriad of percussion instruments by Stomu Yamashita. We listened to the B-side, As Expanding As. Sessions recorded in Tokyo in April of 1971. You are tuned to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. For our final set this hour, we'll listen to two tracks from the Portuguese Clean Feed label, and we'll hear from a couple of 2015 releases from this premier free jazz, free improv record label. First up, a quartet comprised of French and Portuguese musicians called Deux Maisons, and a track from their album For Sale. The two French musicians are brothers, Théo Chacaldi on violin and viola, and Valentin Chacaldi on cello. And the two Portuguese musicians, Luís Vicente on trumpet, and Franco Marco on drums. The album's title seems to refer to what sounds like a rather lucrative piece of real estate. All of the track titles seem to describe the features of this property, such as no dogs, no bedroom, two kitchens, two balconies, and three clean bathrooms, and the track we'll be listening to, Two Living Rooms. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's German bassist Pascal Nigenkemper, no stranger to the European free jazz scene, as he's participated in various groups over the years, including Black Host, the PN Trio, Baloney, and Clarino. This is from a purely solo effort entitled Look With Thine Ears. Pascal is featured on prepared bass, that is, altering the sound of the instrument by attaching various objects and devices to it. We heard This Shall Not Be Revoked. The quartet Du Masson, comprised of musicians from France and Portugal, fusing free improvisation with chamber music. From the album For Sale, we heard Two Living Rooms. Both tracks taken from 2015 releases on the Clean Feed label. And that concludes this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. I hope to be with you again very soon. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.